Before I do this song here, I'd like to offer a word of prayer that I will be able to do this song in the manner that God would have it to be done. Jesus, I want to pray that you give me the peace of mind to be able to do this song in the manner that you would have it to be sung, that words will be directed in the right manner. In Jesus' name, amen. I wandered far away from God. Now I'm coming home. The paths of sin to time ago, an Adventist had closed out a meeting in a Midwestern town and was boarding a train to start his long journey back home east. As he boarded the train, he looked around and found himself a seat next to a young man. He tried to start a conversation with him by making some comment about the weather, but the young man did not reply, so their journey began in silence. They traveled for quite some time in silence when all of a sudden the young man burst into tears and began to cry. The preacher leaned and touched him on the shoulder and said, "Son, I'm a minister. I'd like to help you in some way if I can." The young man looked up at him with tears in his eyes. "Yes, preacher, I really do need someone to talk. You see, about 2 years ago I became so mean and so wicked. Why? I went as far as to strike my own dad with my fist. My dad finally told me, 'Son, the way you are acting, you are worrying my your mom and I. And if you can't straighten up, you're going to have to leave home.' Being the rebel I was, I packed up my belongings and left, not knowing where I was going or what I was going to do. For the past 2 years, I've wandered from town to town and job to job, just lost in this whole world. A couple of nights ago, I was wandering around and heard the music playing. I looked up and found I was in front of a little church across the road. Something seemed to just draw me into the church. I slipped in and took a seat on the back row. When the preacher began, it seemed everything he had to say was directed straight to me. When he finished his sermon, he explained all of us have sinned and are born in sin and need a Savior. And if we realize that we are a sinner, all we have to do is confess our sins and ask God for forgiveness, and we can be saved. I thought my heart would burst. I almost ran down to an old-fashioned altar and begged for forgiveness for the way I treated my mom and dad, and the Lord gloriously saved my soul. As soon as I got back to my room that night, I took out a pen and paper and wrote my mom and dad and told them what had happened to me. I asked them if I could possibly find it in their hearts to forgive me. I sure would love to come home. The preacher said, "Well, son, I'm glad to hear you made things right with the Lord, but my question is, if you were just wrote to your parents 2 days ago and you haven't had time to get back an answer, I assume you're on this train to return home. How are you going to know if your parents had forgiven you or not, or whether or not they will be welcoming you back home?" The young man replied, "Preacher, all of my life we have lived by this old railroad track, a little farmhouse. Out in our backyard, close to the tracks, stands a big old apple tree. I wrote my mom and dad in that letter that I'd be on this train if they found it in their hearts to forgive me. Just hang a little white rag on the bottom limb of the apple tree so I could see it from the train, and then I'd know I'd been forgiven and it was okay to come home. And if that rag wasn't there, I'd keep riding and never bother them again. The preacher and the young man rode through the night in silence, and just about daybreak, the young man began to cry again. The preacher asked, "What is it now, son?" Young man looked up, "Oh, preacher, we're getting close now. I've sat here all night and thought about all the mean and crazy things I have done and realized how bad I hurt my folks, and I know there's no way they could forgive me. It's just another mile or so up the track around the bend. I'm just so afraid their rag won't be in the tree. I just can't bear to look." The preacher said, "That's okay, son. I'll look for you." He took out his handkerchief and wiped the old train window as they rounded the bend. A great big smile came over the preacher's face. He said, "Look, son, you've got to look. Why, it looks like that old apple tree is full of blossoms. There are white rags hanging all over the tree. And there stands your mom and dad, and they're not waving a little handkerchief. No, sir, they're waving a big bed sheet, saying, 'Come on home, son. We forgive you. We still love you. Come on home.' Friend, I'm so glad to report to you, we all have a Father in heaven, dressed in white array, standing with outstretched arms, waiting. It doesn't matter where you've been or what you've said or what you've done. All you have to do is realize you're a sinner. Confess your sin and ask for forgiveness. And he'll say, 'Come on home, child. I forgive you. I still love you. Come on home.'" Open.